This year, KUOW and the Seattle Times are teaming up to introduce you to people who are shaping our cultural landscape. We call our series 13 for 13. We've featured curators and composers, visual artists and dancers. Today we meet filmmaker Megan Griffiths. Her fourth and most ambitious feature film opened to a standing ovation earlier this year at the Toronto Film Festival. It's called Lucky Them, and it stars Toni Collette as a Seattle music writer who has to come to terms with her past when her editor sends her out to do a story about the love of her life. The movie will open in theaters nationwide in 2014. Megan Griffiths is one of those people that everyone seems to like. Her friend and fellow director Lynn Shelton says that's because Griffiths is devoted to the local film community and to Seattle itself. I asked Megan Griffiths why she chose to build her career here.
Well, I lived in northern Idaho growing up, and we would always come to Seattle for concerts and trips, and just like, you know, I just totally fell in love with the town and really always wanted to live here, and then there wasn't a master's program in film here, so I couldn't even apply for that. And so when I left Ohio, I just thought, well, I could go anywhere. I'll give Seattle a shot for a year and see if I can make it work.
Did you know much about the film community when you moved here?
No. A friend of mine was moving up here as well, and she was here with her husband, and she ripped the film page out of the phone book for me so that I could send my resume. This is how old I am. And I just sent it off to all these places in Seattle that under the heading film, and I actually got a job at Alpha Cine Film Lab and worked there for 4.5 years on and off when I first got here. So,
what did you do there?
I actually shot the film that goes into ViewMaster toys. You know, those little red goggles with 3D images?
Yeah.
Alpha Cine was the company that shot all the, like, basically re-photographed all of those old photographs and mounted them in those little discs and sent them off. And so, yeah, that was part of the business, and that's where I did for a sort of assembly line kind of thing. But at the same time, I kept working on other people's projects on
right.
the weekends.
You did a lot of different kinds of jobs on those films. So you started as cinematographer?
Mm-hmm. I started as a cinematographer. The first job I actually did in Seattle was a camera PA job on Rose Red, Stephen King's miniseries. And then I PA'd on a couple other things, including The Ring when it was here for a couple of days, and The Fugitive, that TV show. And like, I didn't really take to that, and so I decided I would scale back down to very small budget films and work in like sort of more higher position. So I started shooting I shot a $10,000 feature called Check Carpet Sunset, and then I kind of started meeting people who I really related to, and that grew from there, the film community.
I read somewhere, I can't remember, that you met Lynn Shelton somewhere along the way, and that she said that if you want to call yourself a filmmaker, you actually have to make a film.
It's true.
So I'm assuming that this is what launched you to making your very first film, right?
Yeah, I actually made my first feature in 2002. It's a movie called First Aid for Choking, and very little scene because I got a pretty bad distribution deal. The company ended up going out of business. I own all the copies of that movie that they didn't sell, and had a small festival life, but it hasn't really been seen that much. But that was such a huge part of my learning curve. Just, you know, I'd worked on a couple other small features and just decided I would do that. It was like a $20,000 film. That was sort of a big part of my learning curve. And then I went off and decided, I started writing the script for The Off Hours, which was then like an 8-year journey.
So what's your deal? You just drive in the Northwest?
Yeah, I try to. Try to stay near my family.
Got some time to play cards with me? You gotta go.
Depends on the game.
Depends on what you know.
Go fish. Old mate. I might remember a little poker.
Ah, card shark. Let's play go fish.
The Off Hours is about a night waitress in a diner in a small town, smallish place, and it's about her encounters with people, and it's about her and herself and where she wants to go. When you think about your relationship to a movie you make, how do you characterize what role you want to have or how you want to interact with that project?
You know, with The Off Hours especially, I had spent so much time trying to get that film made. And by the time I was on set, I had such a very specific idea of everything. And, you know, I had this great crew that came together and kind of made all that stuff materialize with literally nothing, no resources. And then on Eden, I it sort of felt like my directing muscles were getting sharpened a little bit more, because it was a matter of taking this material and sort of making the best film out of what this material is. And maybe, and it isn't something I probably would have sat down and written on my own.
Eden, when I describe it to people, I say it's a movie about human sex trafficking. And it is, but that's not exactly what it's about.
Yeah, that's what the subject matter is, I guess. But I would say it's more about a person sort of figuring out what is inside of her and what, you know, kind of drawing on all the resources that she never knew she had.
Listen, I'm going to give you a day or two to shake off the shock of this. And then you're going to have to try to fit into what we do here. My rules are simple. Bathe twice a day, mornings and evenings, and after sexual intercourse. Port yourself to medical checkups every day. This is a clean facility. The cleaner you are, the better this is going to be for you and everybody else. Yeah, I'm sure I don't have to explain to you the consequences to your family if you cause trouble for me. Because I have your address.
How easy is it to get a film made, to make a film in this state?
Actually, Colin Plank, who produced Eden, worked on The Off Hours. We met on that production. He kind of came in and offered his services as, you know, just wherever we needed help, which was awesome because we needed help all over the place on that movie, having the budget we had. And so he worked on that film in locations and then came to Sundance with us and saw the movie and he kind of knew what we had done to do it and was impressed with the result. And like at the airport when I was coming back to Seattle, I had an email from him talking to me about Eden, which I'd not heard anything about up to this point. And then I came back and read the script and met with him, and we talked about what we'd want to change, and I did a rewrite. And then, I don't know, 6 months later we were in prep, and we were off and running. It was a short, like, having spent 8 years on The Off Hours, like that next leap going into production and then same year as Off Hours premiered was kind of the best thing ever. So, and then lucky then we started shooting in early 2013. So, and I got that summer, and that also was just a result. It's I actually give the producers of Lucky Them a huge amount of credit for believing that I could make Lucky Them, because it's Eden, while I'm incredibly proud of it, is not a sample piece for a comedy. So they, and that's what they saw, you know, Lucky Them is a new direction for me, and I really wanted to do it.
So essentially it is a lot of where you've gotten to is from the web that comes out of the Seattle filmmaking community.
Yeah, everything. I would attribute everything in my filmmaking success to this film community.
That's a pretty big statement.
It's true. I mean, honestly, The Off Hours, I don't believe it would have ever gotten made in another film community. It just was such a huge amount of outpouring of support and people coming out and doing all these jobs for nothing just because they believed in me or the script or my producers or all of us. And, you know, it was just complete community sort of gelling and creating this thing that ended up, you know, going to Sundance and then kind of kickstarting my career. But it wouldn't have happened in another place.
How easy is it to just stay here and be a filmmaker?
I don't know for sure if I know the answer to that question. Yeah, I'm trying to find out the answer, and I know Lynn's sort of trying to find out that answer.
Lynn Shelton, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you're just, I think it just makes it important for you to venture out once in a while and literally remind people that you exist, because they don't think about Seattle. I mean, they think about it when they see your movie and they're like, oh, I guess people are making movies in Seattle. But then, you know, I don't think people are looking down their list of directors and thinking, well, we should find a Seattle filmmaker for this. You know, it's just like you have to kind of go and put yourself in front of people who might be hiring directors. And there's, you know, that's something that most of the projects that are done here in any region, I think, are sort of homegrown. So in terms of trying to get work that you're not creating yourself or it hasn't been created by someone else in your community, that I think going down and sort of, yeah, reminding people that you're around and that you make movies is good.
For you, when you think about where you want to be as a filmmaker, you know, ultimately or even in 5 years, I mean, what do you see, or are you that conscious planning ahead?
I've always said I just want to be able to make a living making movies. And, you know, I'm actually not to that point yet. I'm still working on that, on getting to that goal. But I do feel like you know, I like the idea of working with more resources and having sort of a larger palette. And you know, so I wouldn't rule out doing something large if I can get it, you know. But I think I really admire careers of people like Soderbergh who go back and forth. It's good to like be able to operate with a foot in either world.
You love Seattle. Do you feel an obligation to the community here at all?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
It's sort of loyalty, I would say, more than obligation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not that I feel like anyone is looking at me with their arms crossed and tapping their foot waiting for me to hire them. You know, it's like I just feel like there's a group of people who've helped me out over the course of my career and really come and had my back. And I always just want to have their back, too.
That's Seattle filmmaker Megan Griffiths. Her newest movie, Lucky Them, opens in theaters nationwide next year.